Welcome to Unicorn Talk. Today's topic is Yoni. What is it? What does it mean? Well, it can be pronounced Yoni or Yanni. I like to say Yanni. But either way it goes, it's the same thing. So the Yanni is the female vagina. It's a cute name for the vagina, so we don't have to say vagina, pussy, cat, you know, whatever, hoo-ha, pocketbook, purse, whatever your name's at, it's another nickname. Not only is it another nickname, but it is like one of the most, I don't know, empowering, classy, just better way of saying it. And it's easy. Yoni. Yoni. Listen to how it sounds. A yoni. So anyway, if most of you know me, y'all already know, like, I yoni steam. So I do a lot of, let's say, tapping into my yoni and becoming one with my yoni, because I feel like that is the way for us women to heal from past traumas, from, you know, build up stress or build up emotions from ex-relationships and, you know, those soul ties that we try to get rid of and let go of. And yoni steaming will actually help you with all that. And I really feel like it, because it's helped me and it's got me to be tuned in with myself, like one with myself. Not only that, like, to yoni steam, I cut my period down to 3 days. Like, I don't cramp. You know how we have all those emotions, either before our period come on or after our period comes on? Like, it's none of that, and we're all happy. If anything, I'm most happy when my period is on, just because of the fact that I am embracing my cycle, because I'm one with my yoni, and I understand that my yoni goes through that change in the month where it has to filter out everything and get rid of all the blood clots and stuff that's down there, you know, all that icky stuff that we, you know, that don't nobody want to talk about and don't nobody really want to go through it. But us as women, we grow through it because we have to. That's just what it is, or whatever the situation may be. But I've been reading, like, I've been doing a lot of research about the yoni steam and about the yoni period. Like, we literally can stop our period from what we eat, how we keep our body and our mind healthy and things like that. So the more that we tap into our yoni and ourselves and in our mind and in the spiritual world, we connect with all of that and we bring it all together into one and just become great, like, greater women, better women, not only for us, like, yourself, but for the world. Because I feel like if the women of the world heal themselves with, you know, heal their yoni from all the past extra stuff, that we can all be as one. Like, women can be all together as one. It's no competing. It's no none of that. Like, we can live the same way a man lives. How men live together and can get along together because, you know, they don't, half the time they don't care. Let's be honest. Like, half the time men do not care about half the stuff that we care about. And I feel like once we are in tune with our yonis and can embrace our yonis and embrace our cycles, that then we can live together in harmony. And I don't understand why we don't already, because the fact that we have that understanding that we all have yonis and we all go through a monthly cycle. And we all know how freaking crazy it gets when we're on our cycles. So if I can give you a way of helping you with that, and you can take that and share with someone else, another female, another woman in your family, or your neighbor, or whoever, someone, co-worker, neighbor, whatever the situation may be, like, we just have to get that out there. And I'm not sure, like, this topic, the yoni topic, came in from Trinity, Chocolate Trinity. She's my sister from the gym, and I love her so much. She's so cute. She's like a little chocolate drop. But that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to get my sisters in the gym and my friends that are around me to just like become one with their yoni and be able to be free, and like we could be able to be free about it and talk about it. Cause I brag about it all day when my cycle's on, and they're like, oh, my cycle's on. I'm like, oh yeah, mine just came on, it'll be off tomorrow. And they're just like, oh, how do you just get 3-day period? And I just kept telling them, yoni steam, yoni steam, yoni steam. And we all know how that is. At the beginning, everybody thinks you're crazy until they see others using it, or they see how it has changed you. So the yoni, like being in sync with my yoni, helps me be in sync with the moon, helps me flow perfectly, and just love my yoni. Like, I literally love my yoni. Like, I couldn't have said this 3 years ago, because I would have been on some shit like, I hate my period, I hate that I'm a girl. Like, I used to literally say that every time my period come on. Now it's like, I love my yoni, I love for my cycle to come on, I love for me to be who I am as a woman, as a queen. Like, I love the simple fact that I can do that, because now I know the power that my yoni holds. Not only just to say sexually, but my yoni creates life. My yoni creates me. Like, my yoni creates this energy that I can share with people. And it's not sexual, but it's intimate. You feel me? Like, I can give people intimate feelings and all that, all through my yoni, because I love my yoni and I will love my yoni, so therefore my yoni loves me back. So we don't have negative energy. We don't go through we don't go through the mood swings when our cycle on, because I understand my yoni and my yoni understands me. And I really feel like us as women, we need to start understanding our yoni, so then the yoni can understand us, so then we can all live in harmony with ourselves and our yoni. And I hope this is like something that can help you, Chocolate Trinity. If not, you know, we can do another podcast while you're on here with me, and you ask your questions, and I'll give you feedback on what, you know, about the yoni. And the yoni is just the female productive part, or our private part, or the yoni is a vagina, and that's what the yoni is. The yoni is our vagina, and I just love calling it yoni. Yoni, see how that is, like a yoni. But I think that is like the, I think it's sexy to call my vagina a yoni, because it's not just a vagina, it's the whole yoniverse down there. And I said yoniverse, like they actually are using that as a word. It's, I use it in my hashtags on Instagram, yoniverse, look it up, you know, whatever, look up the hashtag, you might get more information. But I do hope this helps out for the meaning of the yoni, and how we need to be one with our yonis, because that is what's really going to help us heal and be able to deal and tolerate with each other. And not only that, not compete with each other. Because if we're in tune with our yonis, we're not caring about nobody else's yoni, because we know our yoni is in tune with us, and we don't care about that, you know? Like, when you yoni steam, you let go of all that. You don't compete. You don't worry about what the next chick's doing. You don't worry about all that, because you have your yoni that you have to care for and make sure she's in tune and keep negative energies away, and just keep her at a balance of, hey, we're clean, we're fresh, we're feeling good, let's stay there. Let's not mess that up. So, like, hey, that's what I have on the yoni so far. If there's anything else you need to ask Chocolate Trinity, please just drop me a DM. Or hit me up at the gym when you see me, love. Thank you for the topic.